Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on understanding the impact of low inflation on GDP growth. The participants are Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The Consumer Price Index, CPI-based retail inflation, inched up to 0.71% in November from a record low of 0.25% in October. According to the RBI, the minimum inflation in India should be around 4%, if I'm not mistaken. My expert will clarify that. And US has pegged this at minimum of 2%. Now, the million rupee question, yes, I'm deliberately saying the million rupee question is, Shishir, can low inflation give more money in the hands of customers and therefore encourage spending? Well, for everyone's information, we are now joined by Shishir Sinhaji, senior journalist.
Thank you very much. So first of all, when we talk about low inflation, it has what we call as the mixed bag. Of course, there are a lot of positives. Everybody is very much happy. Oh, inflation is very low.
Yes.
But we also have to think about the producers. But before that, I will just talk about the consumer. So when we say inflation is low, and when you say number, the headline number is 0.71% for the month of November, it is slightly higher than 0.3% of the October. So that means the inflation is rising, but still it is less than 1%. That means the consumers will have to pay less.
Yes.
For various goods, various services. And retail inflation basket has both goods as well as the services. But at this moment, what we are seeing that the items which are essential in nature, there the prices are not increasing. There the prices have gone down, like vegetables. Mm-hmm. Vegetable prices have come down. Cereal prices have come down. Pulses prices have come down. Spices prices have come down. But there are some items like edible oil, where we are seeing some kind of increase. Where there are item like egg, where we are seeing some kind of increase. And of course, during the winter, we have always seen that the prices of egg, meat and fish will go up. But net-net, the food inflation is in a negative zone. That means a consumer for the essential expenditure has to pay less. This is one positive aspect. But the negative aspect is for the gold and silver, which is part of not essential item, but somehow it is more like an essential thing for Indian households. They need to buy it. So when you say inflation is up mainly because of gold and silver. So when we talk about retail inflation basket, there's one component which is called personal care and effects. Mm-hmm. And that include gold and silver. So if you take out gold and silver from the inflation basket, the inflation number will be in negative zone. So for a retail consumer, for an ordinary consumer, he will be very happy that inflation is less. That means we have to pay less. Please connect this with what happened in the budget. In the budget, the government announced that there will be no income tax for income up to rupees 12 lakh. And for the salaried person, up to rupees 12.75 lakh. That means you will have some money in your hand.
Right.
Then another big announcement was made in the month of September, with effect from September 22, when the GST rate reduction was implemented.
Right.
So that means you have money in your hand and you also have to pay lesser price for the commodities. So these are something which what we call as the positive from the inflation number. Now, what is negative for? Negative is the producer. The producer will say that why I should produce if I'm not getting the price, if I'm not getting more than what I should get.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
yes.
Expectation according to the expectations.
Should he not be, sorry to interrupt, should the producer not be happy with the sale of volume?
See, the sale of volume will have some impact, but not immediately. It will have impact after a certain time.
Right.
Also, we need to remember that when you have additional money in your hand, first you try to think about how much we can have on the essential items where you do not compromise.
Correct.
The second expenditure is what we call as a utility bill, like you are paying for electricity, you are paying for water, you are paying for transportation. There is no reduction. So these two components is completely out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are coming to the third component, which is called as the discretionary expenditure. That means a consumer has to buy, say, TV, a consumer has to buy, say, car or a scooter or something like that, or any electronic appliances. Mm-hmm. If he has to upgrade his mobile phone, so he has some money in the hand, but these expenditures are not something which is happening on a very regular frequency.
Not a recurrent expenditure. It's
exactly.
Once in a lifetime.
You buy a television set for 5 years, for 4 years. You buy a mobile handset for 2 years, for 3 years. So there the producers are saying, okay, in the month of October, we had a very good sale. But will this happen in November? So even the inflation is low, but consumer has already utilized that thing. That means the producer will have to wait for some time so that the consumer can come again and buy the product. So producers are not very happy, one, because they are not having good profit margin on that. And when they are not having good profit margin, that means they are not in a position to invest further in their production thing. So demand is there, but are the producers are in a position to invest more? I mean, there will be some question on that. So this is the dilemma that whether the low inflation is good or bad. So low inflation, by the term itself, it seems very good thing.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
will be very happy. Government will be very happy. Consumer will be very happy. But the producers will not be happy because at any given point of time, he needs certain amount of money. And that is why we have the targeted inflation range of 2 to 6% with a median rate of 4%. That means the 4% is the comfort level for the Monetary Policy Committee to decide about change in any interest rate structure.
Well, to sum up what you said and simplified is that economics can be very paradoxical. What is one man's roof is actually another man's floor. And what's good for buyer may not be good for the seller and vice versa. So we got to find a common
yes, balance platform. Between these two.
Right. Now let's talk about rural versus urban inflation. She said rural inflation has risen by 0.10% in CPI in November. Urban inflation rose to 1.4% from 0.88%. How significant is this for the growth of the country?
See, if the rural inflation is down, that means the agriculture produce are at a very low level. And there the farmers are in a slightly on a disadvantageous position. That is what I was telling you about, that whether the producer will be happy or not. So
yes.
0.1% in rural area, that means the agriculture produce are being sold at a lower price. And you must have observed in the market, cereal prices are down. The rate of inflation for cereal is just 0.1% in the month of November. And if you talk about vegetable, it is again in the negative zone, I think 22%, something like that. That trend we are seeing in the inflation in the terms of vegetable. Pulses are again in the negative zone. And that is why you are seeing this kind of change, that the 0.1% inflation for the rural area. But when you talk about the urban area, where the rate of inflation is 1.4% in the month of November, as against 0.88% of the October. Mainly it is because of the personal care. Again, I am talking about gold and silver. And also about some of the services like education services or the health services, where we are seeing some kind of increases there. That is why you are finding so much gap between the rural inflation and the urban inflation.
Shishir, this time we've had a very good agricultural produce. It has gone up by a huge amount. Is that the reason for such marginal, you know, prices?
Yes, certainly. We have seen good kharif crop because the kharif crop is already in market. We are seeing good sowing of rabi crops where the producers are likely to come in the month of February and March. So crop is something very good amount of supply. So when the supply is higher, certainly the prices will be lower. And that could be reason why we are seeing inflation in rural area at a low level.
At what point does low inflation become a sign of weak GDP growth? In India, inflation is currently at 0.71%, but GDP growth is 8.2%. Is there a contradiction or you find a match somewhere?
See, when we talk about the GDP number, we take two GDP numbers. One is called real GDP growth rate and the another one is called nominal GDP growth rate. The real GDP growth rate means that the total value of goods and services produced in a country minus inflation, that in technical term we call it as a deflator. Deflator is a combination of retail inflation as well as the wholesale inflation. So in a simple way, I would say that when the inflation is factored, it becomes nominal GDP. And when the inflation is subtracted, it becomes real GDP. So the headline number which you are seeing is the real GDP number, which is the 8.2% for the quarter second, which is a July to September. And if you can remember, the first quarter number was 7.8%. Yes. And for the year as a whole, earlier the projection was between 6.3 to 6.8%. Now we are going to have more than 7%, as the chief economic advisor, V. Ananta Nageswaran, had said that. Mm-hmm. Many of the agencies have also upped it. So when you are seeing that 8.2% GDP growth rate, and when you are seeing that inflation at 0.7%, that is the statistical thing which we need to understand. Mm-hmm. And there the nominal GDP growth rate is 8.7%. If the nominal GDP growth rate is low, it is not a good sign for the economy. Oh, I'm saying it is not a good sign for the economy because our various ratios and the tax collection will be affected.
Another important question is that can low inflation influence increase in investment climate? Because on one hand, people will buy more, but corporate profits, as we just talked about, can reduce. How do you explain that?
See, low inflation for a certain time period, you may say that, okay, people will have more purchasing power. They are going to go for higher demand, and that higher demand will induce the producer to go for expansion of its production facility. That's one argument which is given. But the thing is that at what price the producer is selling the good. If the price is at a lower level, even if the volume is high, and again I will say that volume is not something which is going to double or triple in just 1 year or 2 years. It takes a lot of time. And also the discretionary spending is not something which is a very, very recurring kind of thing. It is once in a 6 month or once in a year kind of thing.
Yeah.
So during the month of October, you must have observed that the automobile sale has gone up. So can we see the same trend in the month of December? No, certainly not. Can we have the same trend in the month of January? No. So that is why I'm saying that when we talk about the low inflation, it may, I'm just using the word may encourage the producer to come. And also you should remember that when the inflation is low, that means the rate of interest will also be low. When the rate of interest will be low, that means cost of capital will come down.
Yes.
So producer will be encouraged to go for the investment. That's a normal thing. But whether that producer is getting a profit at certain level or not, that is one big question. And that is where the producer will just take a double call on whether we should expand the production or not.
Now, how does low inflation affect government revenue and fiscal deficit, Shishir?
Fiscal deficit ratios are on the nominal GDP growth rate. So when we say fiscal deficit target, which is for the current fiscal year, it is 4.4%, and that was calculated on the basis of 10.1% nominal GDP growth rate. Uh-huh. What is our GDP growth rate now? It is 8.7 during the second quarter. And for the year as a whole, the expectation is that it may be 9.2%. That is going to impact our fiscal deficit, number one. Number two, the tax collections, whether we talk about income tax, whether we talk about GST, the collections are low. And the collections are low, that means we may see some kind of impact on the fiscal deficit, but the good thing which the government is doing, that it is cutting down the revenue expenditure. That means despite this low inflation, despite lower nominal GDP growth rate, government will be able to achieve fiscal deficit target, but not on account of some revenue side, but on the expenditure side.
How do you see the inflationary trend in various states of the country?
When we see the CPI data, that the retail inflation data, we have data for 22 states. And we are finding that most of the states are in the negative zone. But one state which is surprisingly at a very high rate, which is a Kerala, it is more than 8% inflation rate. And that is something which is really posing a question that why Kerala is recording this much inflation rate. Of course, at this moment, it is not possible to give you the exact reason behind that. But when you say all the states are having inflation rate either in the negative zone or between 1 to 2% or just 2.5% or 2.6%, Kerala is having this, means that means there could be some in terms of the supply situation, whether the supply is getting affected there, or is there any impact of what we can see is that the repatriation money, whether that money has come down and that is also putting some impact on that, or whether that money has gone, that is why the inflation is high. So at this moment, it is very difficult to say, but that is the reality of the state inflation rate.
All right. Thank you, Shishir, for coming to Akashvani studio and throwing light and simplifying sometimes a complex subject in a way which everybody can understand. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on understanding the impact of low inflation on GDP growth. The participants were Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.